It's The Record from KUOW with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman. You may not know his name, but you've probably heard about his work. For more than three decades, federal prosecutor Bob Westinghouse worked on some of the most infamous fraud cases in Washington state. In 2008, he oversaw the criminal investigation into the implosion of Washington Mutual, the largest bank failure in U.S. history. He also led prosecution of two Seattle hedge fund managers who were responsible for one of the largest tax evasion scams in history. He told our colleague David High that one of the strangest cases he ever took part in was prosecution of a man named Wade Cook.
Wade Cook had been a promoter of financial information and tax avoidance information. He operated a number of seminars that in which he advocated attempting to reduce one's tax liability. The evidence suggested not through proper means, and he was the subject of an extensive investigation by the Internal Revenue Service, and then that led to a criminal prosecution of Mr. Cook and his wife.
What made it so strange?
Because of the personality of Wade Cook. Mm. The gentleman was a very flamboyant, in some ways very charismatic individual that was essentially peddling snake oil to those that attended his seminars. And that was the subject of the prosecution.
I don't know if there are more or fewer of these cases today than there used to be in the past, but I wonder what you think about how effectively the system works to deter white-collar criminals from carrying these things out. You've had some successful prosecutions. Sure. Does that make the next white-collar criminal, you know, pay attention and say, gee, I better watch out?
David, I think that it does. I think that for the larger cases, which tend to be prosecuted federally, the cases tend to have exposure in the media and tend to result in significant terms of imprisonment. And I think it does act as a deterrent to others that might be tempted to try and take advantage of those that are either more vulnerable or those that are perhaps themselves somewhat greedy but don't take the time to fully investigate what they're being told.
Bob Westinghouse is the recently retired chief of the criminal division in the U.S. Attorney's Office, talking to us about some of the most memorable cases that he prosecuted over three decades here in Western Washington. And in 2008, the collapse of Washington Mutual was the biggest bank failure in U.S. history. You oversaw the criminal investigation in that case. No indictment was ever issued. Why not?
No indictment was issued because the evidence that was developed during a extensive, almost two-year investigation simply did not establish that anyone in the senior management at Washington Mutual had acted with criminal intent, that is, the intent to defraud. There was clear evidence of bad business judgment, clear evidence of risk that many would view as unwarranted risk in the business community, but there was no evidence that supported, at least to a proof beyond a reasonable doubt standard, the belief that someone had acted to cheat anyone.
You also focused on, of course, you focused your career on white-collar criminals, but you might have seen some marijuana cases come through during the course of your career. And I'm wondering what you think now about the decision by voters to have legalized marijuana in Washington state.
Well, I certainly have personal opinions, not professional opinions. I believe that Initiative 502 was the result of the public being frustrated and perhaps all of us working in criminal justice being frustrated with the continuing plentifulness of controlled substances, including marijuana. I view Initiative 502 as an experiment to see whether a different regulatory scheme might be a better process for trying to control the distribution and use of the controlled substance marijuana.
And the Department of Justice has indicated it's going to be working with the state of Washington moving forward. How do you think that's going to work?
Well, I think that it will indeed work because I believe the Department of Justice is a very good partner to state and local government. And I think there is an interest in trying to work to preserve the rights of individual citizens and to give an initiative such as 502 the opportunity to work within the greater confines of the national criminal justice system.
Bob Westinghouse is with us. He's the newly retired chief of the criminal division of the U.S. Attorney's Office. In 2001, your friend and colleague Tom Wales was shot and killed in his basement after getting publicly involved in a gun control organization called Washington Ceasefire. How did that case affect you personally?
Well, it was a tragedy for obviously all involved, Tom's family, for the U.S. Attorney's Office, which in itself is a family because it is so close-knit for the federal family of the courts. And it continues today to be of tremendous anguish to everyone who knew Tom. He was a wonderful prosecutor, a wonderful person. And for his life to be taken so dramatically and traumatically is just a tragedy.
And I'm wondering if it affected your work, and if so, how?
I don't think that it affected either my work or that of my colleagues. I think we were committed, and they are committed to representing the United States and seeing that justice is done. But I think in the back of all of our minds, there's always a moment of memory of Tom and concern for he and his for his family and what they tried to accomplish.
What's the status of that case? It's never been solved.
My understanding is that the investigation continues. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has devoted tremendous amounts of resources to trying to resolve the case, and they continue to this day, but I do not think that there is sufficient evidence at this point to charge anyone.
If you had to sum it up, what do you think the most important lesson you've learned personally from spending, it's 35 years, right, as a federal prosecutor, what's the most important takeaway that you have that you'd like to communicate to listeners?
I think the most important takeaway is that the system of justice does work. We are very fortunate in this country to have a jury system that has peers sit in judgment of those that are charged with crimes. The assistant United States attorneys with whom I've worked in the Department of Justice are dedicated professionals that work very hard to see that the system is fair to anyone that is charged. I believe it is a fair system, and that's my takeaway from my career as a prosecutor.
Bob Westinghouse spent more than three decades as federal prosecutor in Western Washington. He retired earlier this month. Westinghouse talked with our esteemed colleague, David Hyde. This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman with Steve Scherr.